This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. On January 1st, the nation's most dramatic immigration law takes effect in Arizona. Business owners who knowingly and intentionally hire an illegal immigrant could lose their business license and therefore their ability to operate in the state. Immigrant activists and business owners have joined forces and are suing to block the law. So far, though, without success. The latest hearing was this week. Arizona Republic reporter Mary Jo Pitzel was at the court, and she joins us now from member station KJZZ in Phoenix. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
First of all, tell us what's in this law.
The law applies to the state-issued business licenses, and it says that if an employer is found to have knowingly or intentionally hired an undocumented worker, the state can take action against those licenses. The first strike, the punishment could be as minimal as a probation. It could be as harsh as a 10-day suspension. If you're caught a second time, your licenses are yanked, and that's pretty much the death sentence for a business.
Right. And so what were the arguments made in court this week?
Well, yesterday was a 2.5-hour hearing in federal court with a coalition of business groups and Hispanic civil rights groups arguing for a temporary restraining order. The law takes effect January 1. They've got, you know, tick, tick, tick. It's less than 2 weeks until the effective date. Their argument is that there would be great harm to the business community if this law takes effect as scheduled. The state and the counties who are charged with enforcing this say, no, there really isn't any harm. Nobody's demonstrated that there would be any harm. This is going to be a slow process.
And what are the broader arguments against the law? From what I understand, the business owners and the immigrant activists are saying, look, the state has no ability to do this. This is a federal issue, immigration.
Correct. That's at the heart of their complaint. And what's frustrated them is that they haven't been able to really get that one on the table, if you would, because they've been hung up by some procedural problems. They had filed a lawsuit back in July that was heard in November and earlier this month got tossed out because the judge said they sued the wrong people. So now they're back with a temporary restraining order. But when they get down to the heart of the argument, it is that this is nothing of the state's business. This is everything that the federal government should be regulating. And Arizona is one of the very first states to propose some kind of state sanctions over business licenses, citing what they read as an exception in the federal employment law.
And the state is essentially arguing what? It does have the ability because it issues business licenses?
Correct. And they point to a part of federal law which gives the state control over business licenses. The debate is, can that state control come in before the feds act on any kind of illegalities, or must the state act only after the feds have taken action? And Arizona has taken the position that, no, they can jump in and regulate this, and they fully intend to do so come January 1.
And any indication which way the judge was leaning?
This judge has been pretty tough on the plaintiffs, the business and the civil rights groups. The tone yesterday was, look, you guys are telling me that this is a big emergency, but it's an emergency of your own making. This could have been dealt with, you know, months ago if you'd just done your homework properly.
Mm. But it seems that this issue won't die if he allows this to go forward, right?
No, goodness, no. If the judge denies the restraining order request, then the plaintiffs will be before the Ninth Circuit next week. And the judge has said that he will make a decision by the end of this week.
Mary Jo Pitzel is a reporter with the Arizona Republic. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
For a reaction now from the business community in Arizona, we turn to Jack Camper. He's president of the Tucson Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Well, I assume you are opposed to this law.
Gee, you figured that out in a hurry. Yes, very much opposed to this law. It seems rather onerous on Tucson and Arizona businesses, and it's probably going to have a negative impact on us economically over the future.
How so?
Well, companies that would think about locating to the state of Arizona might give it second thought simply because they might have more restrictions on their hiring practices than they would have in our competing states. So that's an initial reaction right there. We don't know for sure that that's going to happen, because what's really going to happen here is there are other states that are looking at Arizona. They realize that the federal government has not done their job when it comes to immigration reform, and states are doing it individually. So we're not going to be alone in the barrel before long. Oklahoma is already looking at a law similar to the employer sanctions law that Arizona has put into place, and that's going to sweep across the country.
Okay, well, what about you personally, though? There in Arizona, how is this onerous for you? I understand that you are also a small business owner. And why would it be so difficult for you to check whether or not your workers are documented or not?
Well, it's not difficult to check. You can use the e-verification program, which is mandated by the law. And once you do that, for all new hires. Now, think about this. You have to hire an employee, one that has qualified by the standards that you want to have in your employ. You hire that person, then you do the e-verification. You cannot do it prior to hiring the employee. So within 3 days of the time that you hire that person, you do the e-verification, and then you find out whether the person's in the country legally or illegally. I just hired a Canadian just yesterday to work at the Tucson Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. And we're a small business, actually. We have 22 employees. We have 2,000 business members. But I hired a Canadian yesterday. So within 3 days, I have to do e-verification to make sure that that new employee is in the country legally. If we find that he is not, then what I have to do is terminate the employee or run the risk of having the county attorney all over me and suing me.
So what do you think you should be doing? I mean, shouldn't employers...
It should be the federal government that's doing this stuff. We ought to have a good, verifiable identification program for every person in the country. That includes me, and I was born and raised here. We need a good guest worker program. We need the workforce. There's no question about it. We're at almost full employment in the United States of America, so therefore we need these workers. But they need to be comfortable that they can come into our country on a guest worker program, work here legally, pay their taxes, pay their Social Security without fear of reprisal.
Well, what about sort of looking the other way and saying, oh, well, maybe that's a fake Social Security number. I'm just not going to check.
I am not going to defend any business that breaks the law. But what this new law does is it puts additional requirements and restrictions on the employer. We have enough. We're out there trying to create jobs and provide people with a lifestyle, and while we're at it, perhaps make a profit. And government just seems to more and more want to put more restrictions on our ability to make that profit, create jobs, and provide people with a lifestyle.
Jack Camper is president of the Tucson Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us.
Sure thing. I enjoyed it.